anybody else get that thing where your testicles hurt and then you can't really tell if it's it's a weird feeling between I might be real full of sperm for some reason or I might really have to take a shit. What a great start.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why, for there were many things I didn't know. And Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand, saying someday you'll understand. Each and every mother's son, you better learn it bad, and you better learn it young. But someday, yeah, never comes. Well, time and tears went by, and I collected dust. For there were many things I didn't know.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another show. When Daddy went, we got a little bit to talk about today. Not much, not a lot, just a little. But hey, it's another show, another day, another hour of this. We could just get right into it. I apologize for that opening, but that was an urgent thing. It could also be just tightness of pants in the groin. I don't know what's happening that would make my pants tighter. These thighs. I ate some Sun Chips last night. They're going straight to my thighs. But it's happening. Something's happening that made the crotch tighter, so it could be that, too. I'm just saying there are a lot of factors that cause you to have this strange feeling that's a little bit like you got kicked in the nuts, a little bit like your gut hurts, a little bit like you have to take a shit, a little bit like a blue ball feeling. I don't know. It's a lot of feelings. I'm having, as they say on the internet, a lot of feels. I think that that's what this means, is it's one feel, but it could be a lot of different feels, and they're all in my groin. So it's a good day so far. Well, speaking of feels in the groin, let's get right into it. Something that you need to know about me. I am not very in tune with the news or politics or what's going on with the Cyruses and the Kardashians and the other families, John and Kate plus 8. How are those kids old enough yet that we don't give a fuck about them? I hope so. I hope they all do a crime together. I wish that those kids did crimes. You know, they stood on each other's shoulders and made an eight little kid human tower to go into a bank window and rob a bank or something. They did these fabulous crimes that they were trained for by being 8 of them. So, I don't follow a lot of this stuff, but one of the things about working in an office, there are a lot of problems with working in an office or working with a lot of people who maybe have a little extra time on their hands every day. It's not like they're in a factory where you're just standing there looking at stuff and letting your mind wander. I kind of wonder if it would be good sometime. Well, no, probably the worst people work in a factory and they just think about nothing. I mean, you probably just have to learn to turn off your brain entirely, right? You're not just standing there. Because if I worked in a factory, I would come home with 1,000 things of, have you ever thought about this? How come they don't make a light bulb that turns on slowly from, you know, dark to light? And then fades out as well. So when you get up to take a piss in the middle of the night, you're not walking to the bathroom, able to see in the dark, blinded horribly by the light, peeing all over the place. Then you turn off the light, and then you're stumbling your way back to your own bed. You're just facing death on a lot of levels. Plus, when you die and they come recover your corpse in the apartment, they'll say, wow, this guy's just pissing all over. What an animal. This is all I would be able to think about. And then you'd be thinking about, well, what? Maybe I should just pee sitting down. What's the harm? And you say, well, I tweet enough, so I don't need more time sitting on the toilet. It would just go on. It would be an endless parade of stupid thoughts that you could not escape. I like how people say something's an endless parade. Like, you can't escape a parade. Yeah. Oh, my God. These fucking parades. Always parading by. Ruining my goddamn day. I mean, I have not been victimized by a parade in a long time. The only time you're really victimized by a parade is when you're 10. Because your parents think, you know what my kid would like to do? Stand on a hot sidewalk and watch people assault other people with candy. That sounds great. They had this whole controversy. They have a 4th of July parade here, right? And they had the firefighters. And they would come out and spray their hose up in the air and stuff like that. And sometimes they had squirt guns. And people would bring squirt guns and then shoot the firemen back, you know? It was like a fun little thing. Well, some old woman got drenched in fire hose water a couple years ago. And that was like, oh, these fucking bastards out here with their fire hose. What do you think? What did they have to do all day besides this? Okay, they got nothing to do. It's the 4th of July. Might as well be in a parade spraying down an old woman with a hose. I don't know. I don't know how they fill their days anyway. All this is about saying when you work in an office, people sort of victimize you with the news. You can't really escape, you know, there's always someone who will say, did you see this newest thing on Yahoo News? And sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's just nonsense or something that I don't understand why it exists, because why is this a surprise for us now? Oh, really? Nelson Mandela said something nice? Okay. Well, good. Is he alive? He's got to still be alive. I'm telling you, we got to get Morgan Freeman on this Nelson Mandela thing, because there's not a lot of time left. So, a piece of news was brought up to me, one out of the 100 pieces of news that I thought, actually, I'm interested in this. Apparently, so if you're an NFL cheerleader, they have these handbooks for you, okay? It's all the rules you have to follow as an NFL cheerleader. Now, it was online, and someone showed it to me, and it had two or three pretty strange things, and I said, that's awesome. Do they link to the actual thing? Of course not. And I said, oh, did you find the actual handbook? And the guy was like, no, why would I? And I was like, because if there's already a thing in here about how you should wash your vagina, I mean, that's probably the most outrageous sounding one, but there's got to be some other good shit in there, right? It can't be just, well, everything was normal and seemed like a normal business contract, except one part was like, make sure to keep your vagina clean. No curiosity. Some people have no curiosity. But I did uncover this. So this is, I have the handbook here in front of me. Let me make the paper shuffling sound. That echoes right through the springs in this stupid microphone arm because I don't have the goddamn cage thing that they sell with it, because the microphone arm is a piece of shit that requires it. I have the full handbook in front of me. Now this is for the Buffalo Jills, which is for the Buffalo Bills. So apparently if you're on the Buffalo Bills, your name is Bill. As a football guy, you're Bill. Hi, I'm Bill. I do football. Nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Jill. I'm a cheerleader. Now, this is all sort of the requirements that they have, and it's broken up into different, you know, first we've got glamour requirements, general hygiene and lady body maintenance, appearance etiquette, you know, and there's just rules and rules. So we're going to kind of just appropriate conversation starters. I mean, basically, I think people are supposed to be pissed off about this because they're saying, oh my God, can you believe this? How unfair. But let's go through it. Let's decide for ourselves, keeping in mind that this is the handbook for a job that basically trades on you being good looking, right? I mean, that's what you're doing. Fashion model doesn't have a handbook because different people are looking for different things. I don't know. Well, let's just go through it. We'll decide once we've gone through some of these how we feel about it. Let's reserve judgment. Let's see. Glamour requirements. And let's just see how many of these I might meet. Hair must be worn in a glamorous style with no clips or tiebacks. A full curled or slightly bent, free-flowing style is required. Short hair must be worn full and fabulous. Hot rollers work great for long hair. After curling, hair should be brushed and or fluffed. No ringlets. Okay? Fuck your ringlets. I mean, sounds kind of restrictive, but at the same time, we've all had these jobs. I worked at Walmart for a short time with a man named Russ, a young man who was a cart pusher with me. Now, he said he'd been offered jobs inside, however, he would have to cut his mohawk because mohawks were not allowed inside. And so he remained out pushing carts, allegedly by his own thinking. I was just talking to someone the other night. I was saying, you know, I don't want to put this on other people because maybe I'm totally off base here. We were talking about this kid she knew who smelled and he had crazy red hair that was very unkempt, didn't wash his clothes, all this stuff. And I say, you know, I don't like to take other people's behavior and be like, this is what that means to me. But sometimes I think that the way people purport themselves, it's almost like they don't think people will like them. So they purposely make themselves off-putting so that when people don't like them, it's like their own choice, right? I mean, it's like if you get a fuck the LAPD tattoo on your forehead. I feel like you're really challenging, you're challenging people, but at the same time, you don't think people are going to like you. So you do that because then you say, well, it's because I chose it, not because they chose not to like me. I'm taking control of the fact that people don't like me. Pretty wise, Pete. Anyway, so as far as hair restrictions go, I mean, they have hair restrictions when you push carts at Walmart. So I don't think it's totally unreasonable. Plus, I think that there's probably an extent to which this is a, it's almost like a uniform part, right? Your hair when you're doing your cheerleading thing. I mean, it probably looks better if they all look sort of the same. So I don't know. I'm fine with this so far. So far, okay. Two, naturally curly hair should not appear wet or, quote, crunchy with too much product. Ah, no afros. See, this is already getting a little anti-black cheerleader, which if we've seen the movie Bring It On or Bring It On 2, Bring It On More, or Bring It On 3, Bring It On Her, we know that black cheerleaders are sassy and have abilities that white cheerleaders don't have. They have a natural ability to cheerlead for some reason. Three, never apply too much hairspray. Hair must move freely without appearing overstyled. I would say that's a pretty good rule in general. I would highlight that one as all people should do this rule. Okay? You don't need to. Men and women, by the way. I don't exempt men from this rule. So rule number three, pretty decent as humans go. Four, hair must be one color. A lot of hair rules so far. No trendy roots or coloring. Subtle highlights are acceptable with approval. Blondes must be a natural shade of blonde. No extreme colors are permitted, such as a bleach blonde or a jet black. Roots must be maintained professionally at all times. Jet black? Is a extreme color? What if your hair's black? I don't know. Okay, fine. Again, the hair. Oh, God, here's another hair rule. Extension clips and tracks must be invisible. If Jill's management sees them, we'll ask you to remove them. People stare at the back of your head. Extensions must be maintained professionally. Yeah, I get that again. I don't know what would be the point of an extension if everyone could see that it was an extension. That seems kind of pointless. It's like when you're wearing a toupee as a man, there shouldn't have to be a rule that says, I don't want to see the double-sided tape that holds that on your stupid head. Okay, you gotta maintain that in such a way that it makes sense. So I don't know. I feel like the hair rules, perhaps a little restrictive, but okay. And I think that ends the hair rules. These cosmetic products must be worn while auditioning or while in Jill's uniform. Foundation, blush, three natural eyeshadow colors, lid cover, highlighter, definer, eyeliner, mascara, and red lipstick. All right? Little makeup? I don't know. I think the three eyeshadow colors, probably all together, seems a bit much, but I don't know. I don't really know enough about eyeshadow. God forbid someday, let's say I had a girlfriend and she said, go pick me up the makeup I need. And for whatever reason, the list blew away in the wind. I had a piece of paper in my hands the other day. I had two index cards, a blank one and one I wrote stuff on. And one just blew away in the wind violently and literally blew up on the roof of the building that I was standing in front of. And I thought, Jesus Christ, I'm glad that wasn't like a dollar or something, because I would have probably started crying, thinking how cruel that was. My other list, this is a whole different topic. But I've been considering getting into this thing. You know it's bad when you are looking into a hobby and you're saying, well, some crazy ass person has like a $20 ebook on it that looks very questionable, and I'm considering getting it. So I found this thing online, and it shows you how to tear a phone book in half, and it's very easy and fun. And it's I've been thinking about incorporating into my work. Part of my work sometimes is that I go to schools and I have to book talk books or do assemblies or whatever. And I was thinking, how great would it be if I prearranged it so I knew going in I'd say, oh, they're reading of Mice and Men. And then I could say, all right, I'm going to go in there and I'll say, hey, kids, welcome to the book talk show. I don't usually do it like that, but this is a whole new thing. So I would say, welcome to the book talk show, I guess. And then I'd say, here, you're reading of Mice and Men. You guys hate that book? And they'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, you want me to rip it in half? And then I'd rip it in half. So I found these tutorials, sort of, online about tearing decks of cards in half, which I thought, that would be fucking badass. And it would be pretty fun to, let's say you go to someone's house and you're having a terrible time and you're just kind of waiting around. A lot of people have a deck of cards somewhere. They've got like a game of Taboo or something. They go to the bathroom. You take the box out. You rip the deck of cards in half and replace it. They will never know what happened. Nor will they ever be. What are they going to do? Accuse you of ripping their Taboo cards in half? When you came over, you didn't open up my Taboo and rip the cards in half, did you? Why would you accuse me of that? That's insane. So anyway, yesterday I found this, every source I found pointed to this same $20 online ebook that's basically like how to rip decks of cards in half. So I'm thinking about it. So my life's on fire. Let's see. False eyelashes, top only, are highly recommended for auditions and performances. Yeah, fine. I don't know how those go on, but fine. Nails must be groomed. They can be worn naturally without polish or with a French manicure only. No colors of any kind. Again, I think that seems okay. That's not ridiculous, right? It's just saying they must be groomed naturally without polish or with French manicure. I don't know. That works. French manicure, for those of you who don't know, I believe is where there's like some sort of a light gloss with the white edge at the top. Sort, I mean, it kind of just simulates what your nails naturally do. It just makes them look better. Depending on your opinion on nails. The only piercings permitted are one in each ear. Other piercings cannot be worn while auditioning or while in Jill's uniform. Getting there, but again, I don't know if this is out of hand with what you would find at a Walgreens or something. Let's see. The only other jewelry that can be worn while auditioning or while in Jill's uniform are engagement and wedding rings. Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I don't know. What else are you going to wear? How much jewelry do people need to wear? Oh, this is my grandmother's brooch that I'm going to wear on my low-cut top that I do dancing in. Fine. Eyebrows must be a natural color to closely match your hair. No penciled-in brows. They should also have a natural arch. Remember the pencil trick. See Dawn. I should see Dawn. I don't know what the pencil trick is, but I would like to. I'd like to know what the pencil trick is, because that would help me. I'm sure it would help me. I can agree with that. I was helping this lady the other day with her computer, and she had the drawn-on eyebrows that may have been drawings and may have been tattoos. I mean, what makes you think that drawing on your eyebrows is easier than shaping the existing eyebrow? I get why people would try drawing on paper over being a sculptor, because where are you going to get a huge stone and a chisel and all that stuff? I mean, a piece of paper and a pen is everywhere. That I get. But But if you lived in a warehouse that was just full of giant stones, or you could manufacture your own fucking paper and then try and draw that way, wouldn't you just start sculpting? Wouldn't that be the natural way to go first? Maybe. I don't know. Call me crazy. Call me maybe. But I just feel like, why would you even start with that? Why would you say, you know, it'd be easier for me, since I am a graphic designer, since I'm a renowned artist. I'd like to see renowned artists take a shot, take a stab at drawing their own eyebrows. See how well they do. Because if they can't do it, then we all know, okay, we need to not try this anymore. Do not over tan with 3 exclamation points. Too much tan or redness is unattractive and unhealthy. I agree with that. I'm down with that. Visible tattoos must be covered with a thick, waterproof foundation to match your skin tone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm... Again, I'm not really sure how upsetting that would be. Most jobs I've had would say some restriction about certain tattoos. A lot of jobs do that. That is not unusual. I don't know. How many swastika neck tattoos are we covering up on these cheerleaders, by the way? Pantyhose. PV hosiery or diva hosiery. Okay, so you have to wear... Okay, fine. Audition attire. Half top and short shorts. Sneakers or dance shoes. Swimsuit with heels you can manage. Interview attire if you make it to the last rounds. I like that. So, just to be clear, you only need the interview attire if you make it through the bikini round. Bikini round first, interview attire. I mean, why would you need the interview attire? Why couldn't they just do the interview when you're in the uniform and stuff? Who cares? Well, we want to make sure that you're, like, businessy, too. Because just in case you know, we want you to really enjoy your 8 months selling real estate after you finish being a Buffalo Jill. So we want to make sure that we send you well that way. Let's move on. So I guess they do an article presentation for some reason. I'm not even going to go over that because it's boring. General hygiene and lady body maintenance. Lady body. Just so we're clear that this is about lady body maintenance. I feel like they just should have put vagina. Boobs, butts, and vaginas. Your guide to keeping yourself not gross. I mean, why would you put lady body? This is obviously ladies. Right? There's not a lot of Buffalo Jill men. My name is Buffalo Jill, but Jill, it's kind of a boy named Sue thing. Also, I'm a cheerleader, which is also kind of a boy named Sue thing. Let's see. Wash hands often to prevent spread of viruses. All right, I'm into that. I feel like that's a good piece of advice. 2, remove makeup every night before going to bed. Makeup left on pillowcases causes breakouts. Even if you wash one night and not another, you've left bacteria on your pillowcase for a clean face. Makeup left in the creases of your skin creates early wrinkles. Makeup left in your eye area can cause infection and affect your vision. Okay. I mean, this is the thing, too, I think, maybe why some people are getting a little offended by this. It seems like you should just know that, right? I mean, this is one of those things. I don't know. Is not taking off your makeup something people do? Or is it one of those things of like, well, I floss every night, but once in a great while, I'm just like, oh, I'm so fucking tired. Or if you pass out drunk, you don't take your makeup off, even though it would take 2 minutes and you'd be happier. Or is taking your makeup off, is it like a big procedure? Does it take 2 minutes? I don't know. Can you just use like a wet wipe from KFC in the car? Because if so, you should just get a bunch of those. They should give you more helpful advice in this. They should tell you how to do it. If they're going to go so far as to tell you to do it, they assume that you don't know that this needs to be done, so they should probably tell you how. 3, do not use loofahs, LUFA'S, nice, or sponges. They hold tons of germs. Throw them away now. Don't use loofahs or sponges. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't know what the medical consensus is on that. Seems probably like it's... who's washing themselves with a sponge, though? Is that a common thing? I feel like that's gone the wayside. I mean, I use a sponge to wash my floor and regretted that immensely. You know, I wash the dishes with a sponge and you have to throw it out like every 2 weeks. Seems very wasteful to me. But they get disgusting. So I can only imagine if I was washing my gross body with a sponge, then it would get pretty gross. 4. Clean up makeup applicators often with non-perfumed soap and water. They carry lots of bacteria. Okay, this is getting a little out of hand. 5. Never reuse a washcloth after it's been wet and sitting. So don't ball up your washcloth and throw it in the sewer and then fish it out to clean yourself. Good advice. 6. Wash your hands immediately after blowing your nose. Okay. 7. Always shower after a workout and change undergarments. That's a good one. Who would shower after a workout and then wear the same underpants? That's the most pointless exercise of all. You think jumping jacks are pointless exercise? Take a shower without changing your underpants. You'll have a whole new definition of pointless exercise, my friend. This is getting a little bit to where I have to say it's like, maybe this is a thing that you should go over with your, you know, 12-year-old daughter or something of, okay, I kind of hoped that you would just sort of jump on this maintenance yourself, but you smell and you got acne. So let's talk about what, I mean, I don't know. You must be at least 18, right, for this? Let's see. Never share makeup. Okay. Try to cough or sneeze into your arm, not your hand. Okay. When you wash, remember where your hands have been while washing. Do not transfer dirt or germs to other areas of your body. So when you're washing your filthy face, don't then wash your clean lower back, I guess. I mean, if you're really scrubbing inside your ass crack, don't then use your finger to brush your teeth. Is that what we're saying? What the fuck? Ooh, intimate areas. Again, intimate areas, apostrophe S. Never use a deodorant or chemically enhanced product. Simple non-deodorant soap will help maintain the right pH balance. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I don't really know how this all works. I assume I've heard that this douching thing is not a wise decision. I don't know. But you can drink water with just a little bit of bleach in it. That's what they recommend for these, you know, survivalist bunkers and shit. So maybe, I don't know. What I do know is I get nervous about taking a advice from something that spells intimate areas with an apostrophe. That would be like, never wash your intimate areas skin with, you know, ownership there. Here we go. When menstruating, use a product that right for your menstrual flow. A tampon too big can irritate and develop fungus. Oh my God. A product left in too long can cause bacteria or fungus buildup. Products should be changed at least every 4 hours, except when sleeping, they can be left in for the night. That's nice of them. They say, oh, you don't have to wake up every 4 hours and change your tampon. Again, I feel like this is probably covered on the box. I don't have a box of tampons to check, but I feel like it probably says, hey, you can't just leave this in for like 8 days and get around to it. Nor would I think you would want to. I would think that you wouldn't just forget that that was in there, right? I know it's happened. People have got one lost inside. But for the most part, I don't know, when I'm drinking a cup of tea and that string from the tea bag is hanging out of the cup, I don't just forget the bag is in there. Okay? And that's not inside my body. Clean/rinse razor often while shaving, especially after going to a new, quote, area. Change razors often. They harbor bacteria. Okay. Replace toothbrush often. Clean regularly in peroxide. Brush at least 2 times a day and floss to rid of hiding bacteria. Alcohol, coffee, smoking, garlic, and dairy products can lead to bad breath quickly. Yeah, that's okay. People probably do need to change their toothbrush more often than they think. You shouldn't have the same toothbrush for like 8 months. 2 months is probably good. Wash bath and kitchen towels often. When they develop an odor, it's been too long. Wash your feet daily. Get pedicures. Okay. I mean, so the vagina stuff is a little weird, I gotta say. But the rest of it seems okay. It's just the sort of thing that I feel like everyone should be doing. I mean, as a boss in a regular office, I would probably not be happy if my employees all were developing foot fungus that they just didn't seem to address in any way. I think that would be a problem in any workplace, probably. But who knows? So, you know, it would be great to address that in any work situation. By the way, just so you know, before you start here at Target, we do ask that you don't leave in tampons for more than like a 4-hour period. Overnight, fine. Overnight is fine. Now, if you're working overnight in the warehouse, again, 4 hours. By overnight, I mean when you sleep. I mean, we're not monsters, okay? We don't need you to get up every 4 hours and change your tampon while you're asleep, but do change it every 4 hours. And here's a number. Please text this number every 4 hours when you do change it so that we can track that and make sure that you're doing a good job. Okay? Okay? Okay. Appearance etiquette. So this is, if you're making an appearance, like you're going to go see some retarded kid in a wheelchair, here's how you're supposed to act as a Buffalo Jills cheerleader. Let's see. Always arrive a minimum of 10 minutes early. Get directions ahead of time. Getting lost or trying to find parking is not an excuse for being late. Learn to use MapQuest. Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess so. I guess that's your job, to appear somewhere. Don't be late. I mean, this is kind of an overly bitchy directions. Learn to use MapQuest, idiot. You could just say, be there 10 minutes early. You know, you don't have to go into the whole, listen, early is on time. On time is late, okay? So be there early. Just say, be there 10 minutes early. That's the official. 10 minutes before the event starts is when you are expected to be there. Done. I would not make it on that category. Introduce yourself when you arrive and find the contact, no matter who presents themselves to you first. They may not be the person in charge of you. Confirm your scheduled time frame, i.e., we're so glad to be here. We're scheduled until 4 p.m., so let me know if there's anything W can do for you while we're here. This person's in charge of you for the next 4 hours, so hope you like that. If you are late, plan on staying at least that much after the scheduled end time. Don't over-explain lateness. Just say, I'm so sorry I'm late. I'll certainly stay past my scheduled time to help you out wherever I can. Well, that's what I do. Show up late to work, I stay late, and all evens out, right? So maybe I would be a good cheerleader. Do not spray perfume on right before going in. Too strong. Yeah, that's fair. I don't like to do my Axe body spray right before. I do it in the car. I hotbox my car. So every day I've got a different horrible scent filling my car that smells like what the inside of probably new sneakers smell like or something. If you are a smoker, do not smoke before going into an appearance. It will linger on your breath and clothes. Non-smokers will smell it, and it is offensive. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people don't like the smell, but is it offensive, really, to be like, oh my God, this person has smoked? That has happened. This person was in a thing and a smoke was happening in their lungs. Dear God, how will we get by? Try to brush your teeth or use a mouthwash before an appearance. Bad breath is offensive. Always keep it in check. That's probably wise. I don't know. If you're bending down to like... I wonder what these appearances are, that this is so important. Oh, it's important to be professional because you're going to go see some kid with a broken leg whose dad is going to be there taking a million pictures like, look at this ladies man, LOL. And he'll put his hand around your waist and you're just like, whoa, okay, little friendly there. You broke a leg. Let's not get crazy. Know what the event is about in advance or ask for the event to be explained to you upon arriving. Ask what they would like you to do. Never say, I don't know what's going on here. What are we supposed to be doing? Yeah, that's fair. Oh, it's a bikini car wash? Gotcha. Oh, it's a cancer kid. Okay, done. Just, you know, be nice to him. Ask him, don't ask him about cancer. Ask him about something that's not cancer. Let's see. What is next? Ooh. Ooh, when asked to dance or cheer on spot, Here's what you say. Oh, I'm sorry. Our director must have been unaware you wanted a performance. We're not permitted to perform without a rehearsal. Some of us are, oh, you are, trained in different routines, so it would be impossible to simply perform without a practice. Perhaps we can hand out some brochures for you instead, or meet and greet at the door? instead of doing like a, I'm just tired here. Instead of doing like a cheerleading thing, which is like what I do, I thought instead of doing that, we could maybe hand out some brochures. Oh, yeah, that sounds like the perfect situation. That sounds like a real way to enjoy our lives. Terrible. What a terrible thing this is, all of this. Always say goodbye and thank you to your contact. Never leave without an acknowledgement of doing so. Turn off your cell phone. That's a good one. Yeah, no shit. Let's see. Never engage in gossip. Change the subject or excuse yourself from the situation. Do not be overly opinioned about it. Opinioned. Don't be overly opinioned about anything. Do not complain about anything. Ever hang out with a whiner? It's exhausting and boring. Wow. Now, I feel like this is maybe one of those things. Maybe we could talk about this a little bit. It sounds horrible to say that to a woman, right? Don't have opinions about stuff, okay? No one wants you're overly opinionated. Oh, this is how I feel about things. No one's here for that. Everyone's just here to look at your body. You're an object. Which normally I don't know. I don't think that's... I mean, I wouldn't say that to somebody, but on the other hand, I don't manage cheerleaders. Here's the thing. Here's why I think it's fair to say that in this context, okay? Let me tell you why. I said the same thing to captains of industry all the time. Chick-fil-A guy, and he's like, oh, I hate the gays. Well, no one cares about your opinion. No one's here to find out your opinion on the gay people. They want chicken sandwiches. That's it. That's all you have to do. You can still have your opinion, but I don't think expressing it is not good for your company. Okay? Same thing. I mean, your job is to do this, not to do that. I don't get to, at my job, just spout my opinions on things either. So I think this comes off really bad. This whole thing comes off horrible. Basically, because it sounds like it's saying, you're an object. We don't think of you as a person, and we don't like you. Therefore, here's the rules. And it is like that. It is not, I don't think this is a, this is obviously not like a, as a feminist, okay? And I've been saying that lately because I don't consider myself a feminist, and here's why. I'm all about equality. And I've been told by more than one person that that's what a feminist is, right? Is someone who's about equal stuff. But then it should be called a personist or an allist or something like that. Because it's got the femme right in there. I mean, this is like, I don't think that equality for me is about saying, okay, for human history, men have sort of victimized women. So now we've got to do more for women. It should just be equal starting now, because honestly, I don't know. What am I? We'll never get there. We'll never find the middle ground if instead we just treat it like a pendulum. Okay, we were mean to women. Now women should be mean to men. Then we'll go back the other way and men will be a little mean to women again and we'll just kind of slowly swing. Let's just be equal. Okay, that's all I want. I don't want to be oppressed in any way, nor do I want to oppress. But if I'm oppressed, I'll probably want to swing back the other way. I understand it's natural, but it's just not a good plan. Anyway, but I have decided to start considering myself a feminist because I enjoy using the phrase as a feminist to frame whatever I'm saying. As a feminist, I feel this way. We have Coke and Pepsi products. Well, as a feminist, I think I'll have Coke. Thank you. I don't know what that means. So I understand that, I don't know where I was going with this whole feminism thing. It doesn't make you seem like, it makes you seem unequal. However, here's the main thing, the main problem I have with this. And I keep bringing up, you know, oh, at this job, you couldn't do it. And at that job, you couldn't do it, right? Okay, Russ pushing carts couldn't have a mohawk. People weren't using him for his body, exactly. But on the other hand, he was pushing carts at Walmart. This is cheerleading, which I would assume is more fun. If it's not more fun, then start pushing carts at Walmart. Believe me. If it's more fun to push carts at Walmart than cheerlead, God knows there's no reason to cheerlead. But it sounds like you get to hang out with a bunch of people. You get to go to all these different places, I'm sure. I mean, you travel, right? That's a thing. I'm just saying, maybe there's a lot worse jobs you can have. And if this is not something you can handle, if these restrictions are offensive to you, then don't do it. It's very easy to not do this job. I mean, how many people do you know who are cheerleaders? I know zero of cheerleaders. I did know one girl who, you know, at the ripe age of, I don't know, probably when we were 27, said like that was her big thing. She was going to try out to be a Denver Broncos cheerleader. It was like her dream, supposedly, which I didn't know at all. I knew nothing about her cheerleading or anything like that. But apparently this was her dream again, a new dream perhaps. And it was sad to me. I was like, that's your dream? That's your dream job, is to dance around in short shorts for like 2 years before then you're too old. You know, because they say, oh, you know what? You've got really kind of a woman's body now, so no thanks. No thanks. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I probably shouldn't just judge all this stuff. But I just feel like let's say I was a male underwear model. Let's just say this happened because they had some kind of crazy ass underwear that they thought, this is the perfect guy. This would be a nice guy to model ours based on his lifestyle. I think that would be awesome. How pissed off are you as a male underwear model when you say, this job doesn't really give me a personality? I don't have an opportunity for my personality to shine through. No shit. That's not the job. I mean, if you want that job, you got to do something else. I'm sorry. So I think this is dumb. I mean, I think the entire idea of NFL cheerleaders is fucking dumb. Honestly, I think it's a dumb job. I think they're pointless. They just like stand off to the side and they have pom-poms are a literal thing that they have. And I'm sure that they have, you know, some kind of crazy ass professional pom-pom. I mean, why don't they have some kind of team that actually does something? You know what I mean? I'm talking about tearing a deck of cards in half. I would much rather see a group of like strong men or women or whatever come out and do fucking stunts in between. One time at the demolition derby, we saw this guy who sat on a chair with a box of dynamite under it. It exploded, and then he just walked away, all burned looking. Maybe it was a magic trick. Maybe it's just that's how it works. I don't know. But what I know is that was fucking entertaining. It was loud as fuck. It was crazy. You didn't really know what to expect. That was entertaining. I mean, watching someone dance around in short shorts is fine, I guess. But I don't know. It's weird, too. You'll get this, too. Every so often online, you'll see a picture, and it's like, look who's ogling the Laker cheerleaders. Oh, my God. Can you believe Ashton Kutcher is ogling them? And it's like, well, he's sitting 4 feet away from a woman's butt, and it's like waving around in front of him. What are you supposed to do? You can either look at the butt, or you can look at something else in a very pointed way. You can be like, well, I'm gonna never really examined a Twizzler before, but I guess it's time. And I don't know if I've ever read all the text on a Starbucks cup or on these little sleeves that Starbucks has. So now's the time. Oh, founded in Seattle, huh? Pike Place. Wow. Okay. That's why Pike Place blend, I guess. Is such. No, that's all you can do. You don't have a lot of options. You just have to look at things. When you sit and you're there, you have, you know, it'd be great. You get a picture of like Stevie Wonder courtside there, ringside. cheerleaders in front of him. It's like, check out who's ogling the cheerleaders now. And it's him just blindly staring into the distance in that direction. That's the thing. Even if you had Ray Charles sitting there, he would be looking at the butt, even though he can't see the butt, because it's right in front of him. It's right in his line of vision. He would still be looking at it. Maybe not Ray Charles, because he's always waving his fucking head around. Anyway, I think the idea of it's dumb, though. I mean, what's the point of it? Who cares? Is anyone excited by that? Because the other thing is, you're either Ashton Kutcher and you're just there and you look at it and whatever. Or, I mean, you're a 50-year-old dad, you're there with your son, that's awkward. There with your wife, that's horrible. You have to pretend like, I don't know, they're not that hot. And you're like, well, I mean, they are the sort of ideal of human beauty at this point. So, I don't know, I guess I could just lie. That's fine. I'm comfortable with that. These are good options I have. Lie to my wife or tell her the truth that this person is beautiful. I'm in a good position right now. I'm happy. Boy, am I happy as a man. I don't know. You're just fucked. The whole thing about cheerleaders makes it difficult. And that's the point, is for them to be hot. And then you have to sort of deal with that. And I don't know why that's a part of sports. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't understand about sports. We were out the other night for Val's birthday party. And we were at some bar and they had the hockey game on. And it's like, they would score a goal and people were like screaming. There was this guy over at the bar and he was like punching the wall. He was so happy that these hockey men scored a goal. People were standing up and yelling, screaming. It was insane. It was insane. I didn't understand how could you be so excited about. I don't know why that's so exciting. I just don't. It does not ignite my passions. We gave this example. You know, I high-fived some people because I guess our hockey men won the game. And I said, well, I think that's my first ever sports high-five. And my friend was trying to explain it to me, and he's like, imagine you just read, you know, an amazing Tom Spanbauer book. Wouldn't you want to, and someone else was reading it right next to you and finished it at the same time. Wouldn't you want a high five? And I said, absolutely not. No, that is not how I would feel. Maybe we'd have a weep and a cuddle together. That would be, but no, I would not jump up, scream, punch the wall, and then high five somebody and be like, that was fucking awesome. Because the thing is that a book would make me feel feelings about things, and maybe I would have to think about it a little bit. It's not just like a thing went inside of a thing, and that counted as an arbitrary point, and therefore now we're happy. That doesn't make me happy. I'm sorry. I don't understand why that would make somebody so happy. It just doesn't make sense to me. The time investment, the craziness, the fandom, I just don't get it. I mean, is that your fucking son out there? Or your dad skating around scoring these goals? Because if it's your dad, I get it. That's exciting. I would even give you so far as to say like a guy you knew from junior high school who you barely talked to. At least that's exciting. This friend was telling me she knew some guys on The Amazing Race. And it was, you know, a couple of gay brothers. Okay, that I get. If you knew the guy, that would make me very interested in the show. Honestly, even someone I vaguely knew was on there. If I knew their name, I'd be like, all right, I have a stake in this now. I have some stake in this. But this is like, oh, well, they're from the state I'm from. But they're not actually from here, by the way. It's not like they grew up in Lafayette, Aurora, Arvada, Lyman. No, they grew up in fucking Canada or Russia or some crazy shit, and we paid them a bunch of money to come here and play a goddamn game. Who cares? Furthermore, who cares about this hockey half cheerleaders? And if so, I'm sure they do, because why not? Why the fuck not? And why doesn't baseball have cheerleaders, by the way? If there's ever been a sport that cheerleaders would be an advantage for, it would be goddamn baseball. There's fucking nothing going on in that baseball. Nothing. You're just hanging out, watching people stand. I mean, there would be a lot of time for cheering. A lot. They could just have a section off to the side where they're just cheering, or they could stand on top of the goddamn bunker that they're always in. I like that. It's like, oh, these baseball guys got to be in a bunker in case a ball goes flying. But if you're watching the baseball game, you can just get hit in the face. I mean, they're professionals at catching a baseball and preventing it from hitting in the face. But you as a guy just watching it, eating a beer and nachos, you're fine out there. Well, statistically, you'll be fine. Oh, God. So upsetting. I mean, the existence of sports is so upsetting. Good God. Good God. I don't know. Maybe I hope someday to come upon a sport that I enjoy watching. I mean, I really do. And I understand the fun of sports in a way. I mean, like, if you YouTube, you're like, best 10 football plays of all time. It's amazing. And I can say, like, okay, I can see why this is amazing. Yes. The best 10 hours of NFL footage of all time, I'm sure, is riveting and engaging. But to watch 100 hours every year and to get maybe 4 minutes of that, that is not a good return on your time investment, my friends. Okay? Looking up stats and shit, who cares? And furthermore, why would I be a fan of something where it's just like, oh, yeah, I know how many goals this guy scored. I know how many assists. How many saves? How many saves does he have? 343? Oh, I don't know. I think it might be 340. Because this other guy from the fucking Milwaukee Mexicans or whatever their team is called. The Milwaukee Mexicans, the hockey team. Oh, God. I was looking at this Mexican little shrine I have on my wall, so that's where... I need to put some more things on the wall that I could look at so I could be like the Milwaukee guitar guys. That would be better. Wow, the Milwaukee robots who like to kill. I think he scored the most saves. Fuck you. Okay, go fuck yourself with this horse shit. I don't know. I guess maybe that's part of the problem here too, is like I care so little about sports. It's hard for me to care about Buffalo Jills, you know, and feel bad for them. I feel like sports and cheerleading is the same, and that it's like, hey, you do it for like 2 fucking years. This isn't going to be your life. So let it go. Don't make a big thing out of it. Don't make this... If you want this to be your career, you're an idiot anyway. And you'd be better off being at least somewhat protected by saying, okay, this is unreasonable requests of me to keep my vagina clean. Whew, okay, I'm out of breath. I think we're done for today, probably. So if you like sports, hey, good for you. By the way, I'm not complaining about the fact that other people like sports. I'm not trying to convince you to not like sports, because whatever makes you happy... I mean, if you found something that makes you happy, that's gigantic. So enjoy it, and don't let my non-enjoyment of it dampen your enjoyment of it. Just understand that I'm not going to enjoy it, and I don't think, any more than I could convince you that enjoying sports is dumb, I don't think you're going to be able to convince me that they are exciting. That said, I would like to go to one baseball game this summer, so someone work that out so that I don't have to drive and I can be loaded. Because it's the only way I enjoy anything anymore. And on that upper, we'll see you next time. How'd you get so far? You're the needle in the head. You're the water at the door. You're a million miles away. Doesn't matter anymore. Jennifer, you are not the only reason my head is boiling and my hands are freezing. Jennifer, you are not the only one to sit awake until the wild feelings leave you. You're fireproof.